Hey, my friends, welcome to day 39, which is called Reuniting the King and Queen. This is Erev Yom Kippur, and a good Erev Yom Kippur to you and to your families. And in this chapter, I really focus on what we're going to be focused on tonight and tomorrow, which is the vidui, the confessional, where we are just simply authentic and honest before Hashem. We clench our fists and lightly tap our chest, and we express remorse for all the wrongdoings and the sins and the misdeeds that we committed during the course of the year. And we just take responsibility. And I shared this story in the beginning of the chapter, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs of blessed memory, when the first time he met with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel Schneerson. And he at the time was a young university student at Cambridge. And he came to New York City to get a meeting with the Rebbe. And when he came with his list of questions that he wanted to ask the Rebbe, the first thing the Rebbe asked him was, how many Jewish students are there with you at Cambridge? How many of them are involved in Jewish life, and what are you doing to bring them closer to their Jewish heritage? Now, he was not happy with these questions. He didn't come here to get questions. He came here to ask questions himself. So the meeting wasn't going as planned, and he was a little upset, and he did the English thing, Rabbi Sachs says in retelling the story. He says, the English can construct sentences like no one else can. So I said to him, in the situation in which I currently find myself, and the Rebbe wouldn't let him finish the sentence, and he cuts in and says, nobody finds himself in a situation. You put yourself in a situation. And if you put yourself in one situation, then you can put yourself in a different one. And this is basically what we're saying in the vidui, in the confessional. We're saying that we allowed these things to happen. We're taking responsibility. And if I allowed this to happen, I can allow something else to happen. I can improve. I can do better in the coming year. And interestingly, the Ashamnu confession is written in the alphabetical order, from Aleph through Tav, and it's supposed to represent the entire gamut of human transgression, human sin. The great Shai Agnon offers a parable. He says that there was once a king who became displeased with his queen, banishing her from the palace to a faraway land, and the queen missed the king terribly, and she wanted to be reaccepted back into the royal palace. So she takes the same violin that she used years earlier at the wedding, and she plays this beautiful melody for the king as she lists all of her wrongdoings one by one. And as the king listens to the music being played on the violin, he remembers the love that they had, that this violin was played at their wedding, and he welcomes her back into the palace with love and affection, which is essentially what we're doing. We're taking the Hebrew letters, we're taking Hashem's words that he used to create the world with, and that's the same letters that God used to give the Torah at Har Sinai. And by means of that same alphabet, that's kind of like the violin, through which the Jewish people were wed to God at Har Sinai, and by which we sing letter by letter, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. And even though we're saying not nice things and things we're ashamed about and we want to improve upon, we're still using Hashem's beautiful language. We're taking the violin, and in a way, like the queen, endearing ourselves back to Hashem, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, using those letters to admit to God that we have strayed. We acknowledge our role in this. We take responsibility. If we put ourselves there in one situation, we can put ourselves in another situation. Sincerity, my friends, is what it's all about. In a sense, of course, we have to prepare for Yom Kippur, but when you're just being honest, there is nothing really to prepare for. Most important thing is being real and sincere, acknowledging that we don't just find ourselves in situations, we put ourselves there. And Yom Kippur, this kind of responsibility and this honesty, together with our use of the beautiful Hebrew alphabet found in the confessionals. May this help reunite us, the king with the queen, God with the Jewish people. All of us should be blessed with a Gemar Chatima Tova, you and your families, and the Zechus of all the Torah that we've been studying together. We have one more. This is only day 39. Day 40 is actually Motzei Yom Kippur. It's right after Yom Kippur. I'm going to try to remember to come back to you guys on Thursday night for the final day, which is called A Broken Heart, for the day of Yom Kippur itself. You can read that on your own if you'd like in advance. It's page 160 in the book. And all of the Torah that we studied and have studied, and please God, will continue to study on this chat, should be a zechus for you and your families, for Gemar Chatima Tova, for a sweet, happy, healthy year. And also, then when we finish the 40-day challenge, I'm going to turn this chat right back to Standing with Israel, and we're going to continue to study Torah for our brothers and sisters in Israel. And that should be a zuchus, not just this Torah that we've studied, but the Torah that we will continue to study, that we're pledging, bli neder, to continue to learn in the coming year. That should be a spiritual merit for all of us for a good, healthy, happy, sweet year to come.